broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. We are indeed live for Valentine's Day. This is the broadcast for February the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, we talked last hour about Vanessa, that's wife of Donald Trump Jr., opened up a letter with some questionable powder in it. They went to the hospital for precautions, her and two other folks. Powder, I guess no big deal, but it was a sad scenario. We reject all efforts at intimidation, ladies and gentlemen. All right, there's a student, Kurt, that made the news. And I guess what they tried to do is they tried to connect IQs to race. Now under investigation, this is by Rob Shimshock of the Daily Caller. You want to comment on this story real quick, Kurt?
Well, this individual is going to be in trouble, you know, for doing this, because that's, you know, anytime you bring up race, you know, then of course you're in trouble because, you know, I suppose this is a white individual, Sam.
Yeah, and what happened is, I guess it was a science project at a California high school, and the science project said, hey, let's, you know, check out teenagers, let's check out their IQs and then their race, and let's just quantify the data.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I mean, isn't it that we're supposed to be pro-choice, Sam? I mean, this individual should be able to choose.
But not if you make the wrong choice, Kurt.
Yeah, no, that's the point. Yeah, that's right.
Now, they say a lot of people of color are really hurt and upset by this, by the way, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a question. Ready for my question?
Yeah.
What if it turned out that colored people, I don't know if you're allowed to say colored people, that's like an out-of-date term, by the way.
Well, so, the NAACP calls their thing the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, right?
I know, but colored is kind of an outdated racial term. They ought to say black or African-American or something more respectful.
Them,
come on.
Right?
Anyway, the reason I bring this up is what if it turned out that blacks had double the IQ of whites? You think they'd be rejecting this study and calling the author in high school for a science project a racist and putting this person under investigation, Kurt?
No.
Or do you think they'd be saying, well, we knew it all along. Of course we're smarter.
Yeah,
we're better. We're faster.
Point.
We're everything else. See? Now, I got another question. What if this person took the study a little further and said, not only are we going to test IQ, but we're going to test athletic acumen as well? And maybe we put two or three or five or ten other different aspects involved,
like
body mass index.
Or
music,
know,
sure, that's a great idea. Or music, yeah. Or, you know, body makeup or whatever, mm-hmm. Factors in there. And hey, you know what? Black people are much better at jumping or athleticism. Now, can I even say that or is that racist?
Probably racist, dude. All right. You're a white guy, Sam.
Now, but I'm just saying, can we document the differences in male and female and races without being racist? Or sexist, or whatever.
Well, it depends on what color you are, Sam.
And it depends on the results, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like, if you showed women as smarter, faster, better, more, in every way, then it would be okay.
Well, yeah, that's certainly all right with the women's libbers.
Yeah,
know,
now,
right?
Now, a woman that works is more important than a woman stays at home. You could do a study like that as long as the woman that works comes out on top as the better woman. The
that's
more wise
right,
choice-making
point.
Woman kind of an idea.
Yeah,
or, okay.
Right.
But, you know, if you do a study that said, hey, what about the difference in blacks and whites in music acumen or capability? You know, as long as the black people came back as the incredible musicians and white people would be on the ropes, comparatively speaking, just subpar,
yeah.
To say the least, then that study would be fine. Now, I don't know that I would conduct this study because I agree that it's very controversial, right?
Yeah.
But I respect this guy's right to do it. And I said, let the data fall where it may, Kurt. And there's nothing wrong with talking about it. Now, here's the deal. Let's say that white people have a greater IQ than black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can go off on a racial, you know, deal and they can just waste time. or they can ask some questions on why. And when you ask the questions on why, in my humble opinion, you can come to the knowledge of the truth and do something positive about it. So let's say that we say the reason that we postulate, because this is a science project, Kurt, right? We're supposed to put a hypothesis together, right? Then I build a theory from that.
Am I saying that wrong? I think you did well.
All right, good. Just want to make sure.
That's very impressive.
I'm way beyond my educational abilities here.
Yes, I understand.
But let's just say that we do this and we bear fruit for some reality checks, and then we can turn it into a theory, right?
Of course.
And then we can test our theory.
We could probably get some government grants.
No. This is all private sector Sam Bushman solutions. Come on.
Yeah, good point.
What are you thinking? All right, now.
I just went off the reservation.
Well, you just see how it happens 9 times out of 10, and you can't blame you for going there, right?
Good point.
But remember, we're talking about Sam Bushman. Of course, it would be structured completely differently. It's kind of like Donald wants to go back to the moon, but he wants the private sector to get it done idea.
Yeah.
It's good news. Bring it on. Yesterday,
amen.
Right? All right, anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you, though, that so let's say that I come back and I say, you know what? White people have a greater IQ than black people.
Yeah.
And we're going to accept that as a fact. Studies prove it. It's a fact. Now, let's talk about why. And I might start out by saying, hey, a lot of black families are torn apart. So there's not a mother and a father in the home, like many white families. And what factor does it play when dad's missing from the home on the IQs of children? Now, we're not saying mom's not smart. Don't divide the sexes and just go down another rabbit hole of division. How valuable is it for dad to be in a home, and what effect does that have on the IQ of youngsters, male and female, Kurt? Is that a fair question to ask? I think it's a critical question to ask, and I bet you a dime to a dozen donuts that you'll find out that when there's an intact mother and a father in a home that love one another, that care for their children responsibly, that the IQs of children are clearly higher.
Mm-hmm.
The next question, how often is reading encouraged in the home and or expected in the home? See, I expect my kids to read every day when they're in school. You want to know why? Because that's what the school expects, and I support that effort. And learning to read and write is some of the most critical reality checks. And by the way, you got to know how to read and write reasonably well to even take an IQ test, Kurt. Now, I bring this all up to say, though, how much does that affect it? How much encouragement of reading in the home? How much of fathers are in the home? In other words, not broken families, not latchkey children. I'm not attacking the woman. Many times they're off at work doing the best they can. But I blame the government for jumping in to replace dads. But I also, for example, in the case of Ben Carson's mother, she did her very best, Kurt. But what did she do? Now, by the way, my research reality check and discussions are backed by a little bit of knowledge and fact on this case. So what was the difference for Ben? He said he was off the rails, but his mom was Christian. I'm sorry, he learned to be a Christian. So religion, we're going to get into that in a second. I know that's just complete taboo, but this is Liberty Roundtable, don't forget. And so I'm telling you that what effect does having a dad in the home have? What effect does encouraging your children and expecting your children to read and write have? And then the next question is, what role does religion play in IQ, Kurt? You believe in God, you feel secure, you obey God's commandments, you live a much safer life, a much more stable life, a life that is built upon faith and trust in a supreme being and in loving family members that care for one another. And what effect does that have on an IQ, Kurt?
Good question.
So in my opinion, this scientific study, and I could go on and on and on for hours about this.
Yes, you could.
Okay, and I believe credibly so, meaning that there's facts on my side. What effect does not only religion, an intact family, meaning mother and a father at home, reading, what does that all have an effect? Now, we can even go into what about poor neighborhoods versus wealthy neighborhoods in terms of the water they drink, in terms of the toxins in the neighborhood or in the house they live in. Asbestos, what is that, toxins in the paint that they have, lead, poisoning, all these. What effect does that have, Kurt? What effect does drugs have where the neighborhoods are just, full of drugs and half the people around you are on drugs versus a stable neighborhood where that's not the case? What about encouraging someone to go to, say, college or higher education of some kind, or to be an entrepreneur, or to, I could go on and on and on with my points. How does all that affect the intelligence of a group of people? And is race the only factor that we should be discovering or talking about? I don't think so. What about the IQs different between two sets of white people? One in the wealthier neighborhoods with opportunity and intact families and religion versus, say, a white guy that grows up in the hood without any religion in the neighborhoods where there might be toxins that affect your brain in a situation where it's just a struggle to survive every day, surrounded by drugs and no opportunities. What about those two white groups doing a study to see the differences, Kurt? And maybe we take two white groups and compare them, and then two black groups and compare them, and then two Hispanic groups and compare them, and see what the difference is. And you're going to find, write this down, studiers that are going to throw a ton of money at this, write this down, because you're going to gain some wisdom here for a minute. I promise you that when you insert religion, when you insert intact families, when you insert the opportunity factor, when you insert, in other words, the chance to go to higher education, or the ability to come home and be in a peaceful environment to study, and when you insert religion and you put all these things together, I'm telling you right now, all those factors will increase the IQ of every race. Write it down. Remember who told you this first. Okay, this is beyond debatable. But I challenge them to get private sector money and prove it, Kurt. So anyway, I don't have a problem with this young man in high school trying to quantify this data, Kurt. I think he's on to something valuable. And I think it ought to turn into a very healthy discussion, not about blacks against whites or any of those things, poor against rich, but all of us coming to the table to provide solutions to overcome these reality check inequity situations. And we can stand together as Americans to improve everyone's life. I want to get your response to that in seconds, Kurt, on your radio.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So we're talking about this case where this high school student in California tried to do a science project. And the student who tried to connect IQ to race is now under investigation, writes Rob Shimshock. We can take one line of an article and we can break it down into some very valuable information. Kurt, your thoughts?
You know, I'm trying to think of anything else to add besides what you've already said. Sam, you know, it just seems like we're in this world where anything that has to do with, you know, that kind of thing, and like you mentioned a short little bit there that imagine if we included, instead of just IQ, if we included like, you know, academic or, excuse me, athletic acumen or
musical,
you know, other areas.
Up. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's, who's better at hip hop or who's better? You know, I mean, you're seeing that right now kind of with the Olympics. Sam, and I suppose as far as I can tell, don't get this idea that I've watched a whole bunch of Olympics. I was just reading a little earlier some reports about the figure skating and stuff. And as far as I can tell, Sam, there's a dearth of black individuals in the Olympic, ice skating world, which
maybe you need a Red Auerbach really, in modern day, Kurt.
That's what I'm thinking. But the point is that at least I feel like the key point is that whoever can be the best at something, no matter what their color, should be lauded for their accomplishments.
Amen. Now, the other thing I find interesting about this, Kurt, several points on this. Number one, where's all those guys that preach diversity when you need them? Right? Let's say that on an IQ test, right, whites do well. And by the way, Asians do the best, just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's just say that there is a difference. And let's say you take out all the factors that I wisely pointed to that could make a difference for solutions, by the way. But let's say you take all that out. Let's say you just flat out say, look, Asians are the smartest, whites are next. Hey, the dumbest people on the block are the blacks and the Indians. Just say you do that. Now, some would go off on a racial debate about this.
Yeah.
But what I would say is this. You take the Native Americans, Kurt, and they might not do very well on an IQ test because they didn't even read and write English at all. By the way, they had different languages, just so you know. And many of their languages weren't written. Just ask the Navajo code talkers if you want to get some historical perspective, okay? Now, just because they didn't have a written language and they spoke the Navajo language or whatever in this case, and they couldn't take an IQ test, does that mean they're just dumber than rocks?
Mm-hmm.
No, I would point to the flaws in the IQ test alone,
which supposedly measures,
what would you call it? Scholastics? Aptitude?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call it?
Smarts is another
Well, I don't
word.
Know about smarts, because I've heard somebody say, this guy's academically brilliant, but he's just dumb as a rock when it comes to street smarts.
Yeah,
right?
Common sense or whatever.
Right.
You know.
And so all I'm saying is that I would attack the IQ test as well, Kurt, and say, these people are crazy. Is that the only measurement of reality? Some of the Native Americans knew more about natural medicine and plants and healing living off the land. And in fact, them pilgrims that were supposedly white smart dudes about starved until they teamed up with the Native Americans and learned how to live off the land. And maybe it's just a different set of knowledge not measured by the IQ test. And is there anything wrong with that? And why don't we celebrate the differences? Why don't we just say, you know what? Some people are very good at being kind to one another. Some people are just naturally gifted for music. In fact, I think the Bible talks about this, Kurt. Am I allowed to quote a document that's a historical record plus a religious text for the guidance? Individuals have talents. Some are given one gift and others are given another gift. And not only spiritual gifts, but talents to bless the world. And I submit to you that might be true in races too, Kurt.
Really?
Can we say that stuff?
Good point, Sam. Hmm.
I know this. When I was on a religious quest for a couple of years of my life, a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, when I was there, there was some Tongans and Samoans. And I know those are two different groups of people from two different countries. I get it, okay? All I'm telling you is they made some of the most beautiful harmony music that I've ever heard in my life. They just were gifted at it, Kurt.
It wasn't fair, though, Sam.
I mean, I couldn't sing as well, and I get it. It's just flat out evident.
You should have filed a lawsuit or something.
No, they knew it. I knew it. I respected it. I was grateful for their gift, and they were grateful for my gift, and we just worked together and let our gifts shine. And it wasn't this mock diversity for divisionary purposes. It was real diversity, Kurt, in a real world with good, honest people working together for the betterment of everyone.
Wow. Imagine that.
And by the way, it was incredible. And you know what? Even though I wasn't the best singer on the block, I wasn't as bad as a dog howling. They probably would have told me not to give up my day job, I'm sure. But you know what? They let me sing with them anyway, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they could probably drown you out. You know what I mean?
Well, they let me sing, and I was grateful to be part of it. And I just love to listen to them. I'm telling you that they just harmony and music just come oozing out of their pores, Kurt. I'm telling you right now, it was incredible. Just incredible. Anyway, so can't we, where's the diversity, folks, when you need them, Kurt? Where's to say, I don't care if you do your IQ test. I don't care whatever test you want to do. Go ahead and document what you want. But then let's have an open, candid, all-American discussion about what can make the difference. What can improve the lives of people everywhere? Sam can't sing very good. What can be done to help Sam sing better? Now, by the way, I can sing decent. It's not like I'm a horrible singer. I'm just not near as musical as those guys. I mean, it's just evident, Kurt. They're just so good. It just comes naturally to them. Some of the blacks are that way too, Kurt.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, I'd never want to be subjected to temptation, but the temptations are quite good.
Good point.
Just to kind of make the point, right? Anyway, all I'm saying is I'm okay with the differences in people. I'm okay if somebody else has a way higher, quote, IQ than I have, and I'm one of those street smart, dumb as a rock academically kind of guys. I'm okay with that, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And I'm okay with kind of being a stupid genius rather than an academic genius or whatever. I don't care about any of those things. Now, I'm going to give you what I believe should be the barometer of intelligence.
All right.
Because, you know, everybody's throwing out everything. They got to have IQ tests, and they got to this, and they got to... Do you want to know what I would use as the single barometer of intelligence versus lack thereof, Kurt?
Okay.
Those who are intelligent decide to obey God's commandments.
Well, Sam, you can't use that.
Yes, I can, and I will. And let me tell you, somebody would say, well, Sam, I don't believe in God. Fine, then you still are intelligent enough to know that the guidelines of thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, honor thy father and thy mother, keep the Sabbath day holy, okay, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, love your neighbor as thyself. Okay, you can know that whether you agree with that that's a religious creed or not, whether you agree there's a God or not, that guideline, I would call it the Ten Commandments, but others might just say code of ethics or code of health or common sense or whatever word you want to use to, you know, to articulate the, in my opinion, guidelines that came from God through Moses, right? Okay, whatever you want to call it, intelligent people can say that's going to create a more civilized, better, safer society. Okay, you can look around you and say all things testify there is a God, from the orbit of the earth to the revolutions of the earth to the day and night to the fact that the sun comes up every day. You can look all around you and it testifies that there is a master. There is a creator. It didn't just happen by accident. Okay, and I'm telling you, intelligence tells you those things. If you're quiet and you're honest with yourself, you come to these, what the founding fathers called self-evident conclusions, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And these self-evident conclusions, I submit to you that those who obey God's laws and who try to become like their Father in heaven or their Savior Jesus Christ, those who strive to do that are the most intelligent of all because they're blessed and their lives get better and better and better the more they live that way, Kurt.
Wow.
And by the way, just so you know, that relates to male and female. I am a binary guy. I do believe there's just male and female. That's it. I know I'm stupid.
Yep, yep.
But I'm just going to go ahead and be dumb as rock, okay? Dumb as a rock. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I believe there's male and female, and it applies to both of them equally. And it applies to all races equally as well, Kurt. All of God's children it applies to, bar none, without exception.
Wow.
All right. Just thought I'd go off on that, because that would be like the Sam Bushman or the God's IQ test. If you obey me, you're blessed, and if you don't, bad things happen. Things don't go as well.
Yeah. Good point.
Now, is that, I know that's not as, like, intelligent as an IQ test, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, maybe it's more intelligent. Maybe it's more spot on when it comes to solutions. And maybe it brings people together and doesn't divide people, Kurt. Imagine an idea like that.
Whoa, Sam. You keep that up, you know what's going to happen. Common sense breaking out all over, you know.
Hey, goodness. Common sense. Speaking of common sense, Kurt, you ever heard that something's better than sliced bread? You ever heard that phrase?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's talk about sliced bread coming up, because this is like probably the most important IQ test you could ever take, okay? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, Dateline, Missouri in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Dateline, Missouri. This is a weird story, folks. A potential Missouri law could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, Kurt. Do you have the details on this one?
On this sliced bread thing,
weird
Sam,
stuff,
I was going
to...
Yeah. You know, it just seems like government's just always doing something they shouldn't do when, man, there's just so much that they should be doing, right?
Well, I think so, but, you know, that's just me. So what's the deal? They're going to have a law?
Well, they've got a Missouri lawmaker there. They say potential Missouri law could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, as you said, the headline. Daily Caller's got it. The Kansas City Star's got it. CNN's got it. You know, it just depends on, you know, what flavor you want your bread, I guess. But in this case, basically, what they're saying is that they've got a... bill to create sliced bread day. Yeah.
All right. So we got, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. sliced bread day. This is just beyond imagination that we pay these people to work on this stuff, Kurt.
The official state holiday would be celebrated July 7th in Missouri. The potential holiday has a certain historical significance since Missouri was the first state to commercially slice or sell sliced bread. back in July 7th of 1928. I mean, imagine a news story. They say that was reported by NPR. I mean, I didn't even know that, Sam. I mean, imagine me living all this time and not knowing when the first sliced bread was sold. Supporters of the legislation believe...
I don't know what the heck's wrong with you.
They say that an official... that an official holiday to celebrate sliced bread could benefit tourism.
Absolutely. You could go to the Sliced Bread Museum, my friend. You could,
I guess so.
You could literally taste bread making. And I mean, just think of the potential, Kurt, for cash for the community on this idea.
Yeah, they say the northern city of Chillicothe, well, it's like Chilean, C-O-T-H-E, but anyway, was the first place to sell sliced bread and could attract tourists to celebrate the historical significance. You know, I've thought about touring different places and different things, but I gotta admit, this never really came up on my,
You know why, don't you?
Well, I'm against sliced bread, I suppose.
It's an IQ problem for you, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you knew as much as the bureaucrats.
See, I mean, a story like this, you can see why CNN's covering it. They don't have time for, you know, other things. But, I mean, a story about creating a day for sliced bread, I mean, that's big news, Sam. I mean, wow. Big media. Go after it. What a waste of time and money, in my opinion. But then I guess I'm just racially against sliced bread. My preferred sliced bread is Dave's Killer Bread, the thin sliced kind. And if I'm going to have a sandwich, I just want one piece on the side and a bunch of lettuce on the other side. I mean, you know, that's my crazy way of doing it.
Amen.
But, hey, there you go.
Wow. Well, what else could we celebrate, Kurt, besides sliced bread?
Well, I mean, if we get enough holidays, especially government-paid ones, all of us would be rich and nobody would have to work, Sam. I mean, just think of it. Maybe we could raise the minimum wage to $100 an hour make sure that everybody gets like 365 sick days or whatever like that, and just imagine the Shangri-La we'll be living in. Woo. There you go.
All right. I got an idea, though. What if instead of celebrating Sliced Bread Day, Kurt, we celebrated Constitution Day?
Ooh, that's a way out.
Did you know they have one of those, ladies and gentlemen, on September 17th? Every year.
Did you ever hear about that when you were growing up, Sam?
Heck no.
I mean, you know, you had... Yeah.
Certainly
I didn't know about that till I was...
You want to know why?
Oh.
Because the IQ of the educators wasn't up to par there, Kurt, and they just didn't know about it, you know?
Yeah, or they figured ours wasn't. I don't know, you know? But
all
the
right.
Bottom line is, it's pretty sad we didn't know about it.
Amen to that. All right. Overheard at a polling place, Kurt. This is an interesting headline for no vote fraud. Hashtag
well,
no
yeah,
vote fraud going on, right, Kurt?
That's exactly right. This is Dateline Philadelphia, Sam. Apparently, they got something there called the Inquirer at philly.com, like Philly beef and Swiss or whatever, you know. But anyway, in this case, the headline reads, "Overheard at Philly polling place, : no GOP votes on my machine," end quote. So they say Holly Otterbein is the staff writer there, and it says an elderly couple wanted to vote for the Republican in a 2017 special election in North Philadelphia. First, they were told they had to get a stamp outside the polling place where Democrats handed out stamps for write-in candidates. Then, when an election board worker heard they wanted to vote Republican, a witness heard him bellow, "Not on my machine." And though they both said they eventually cast ballots, in the end, only one GOP vote was recorded at the polling place. Those were some of the allegations to emerge from the investigation into election board workers who allegedly interfered with a March 21 race for the state house's 197th district. I guess there were four Democrats that were awaiting trial on charges of committing fraud, intimidating voters, and tampering with public records at the polling site at the Esperanza Health Center. That means hope, by the way. So I don't know if there was much hope there in the 43rd Ward. Though state prosecutors say the outcome of the election wasn't compromised. Yeah, there wasn't terrorism here. There's no fraud, nothing like that. But, you know, no problem here. They say the ward's Democratic leader, Emilio Vasquez, won with 73.5% of the vote. Well, it'd be better if it was like 99.9, but anyway... that was all via write-ins, I guess. The case offers a window into supposed dirty election operations by some in the city's powerful Democratic machine in an area where several political shenanigans have been reported over the years. No, Sam. Fair or not, they say the allegations could feed the perception among Republicans, and this author says, and some Democrats, that election mischief is rampant in parts of Philadelphia. I mean, wow. It's just amazing. We get told, hey, there's no voter fraud.
Of course not, right? Sam?
Yeah.
I'm just glad about that. Anyway, what an interesting story, and again.
Yep.
All right, Donald went off the rails again as a racist, Kurt.
Oh, what did he do now?
Oh, he totally did. Now, let me tell you what he did. And I wanted to see if you can find any racism in it.
All right.
Headline. Trump honors Black History Month. Quote, we will protect the right of freedom for all Americans. You okay so far, Kurt?
Freedom for all Americans?
Yes, sir. You're not allowed to
that
say that.
That does sound racist, for sure. I mean,
now, his racism gets even worse. Kurt, quote, this is Donald now. As long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, and trust in God, we will not fail.
He already blew it there.
See what I mean?
Sam, I mean
totally went off the rails. And by the way, I agree with it 1,000%.
Amen.
Okay. I don't understand how he can even be attacked for this.
It's easy, Sam. He brought up he's President Trump. That's number one reason.
I know it.
And number two, he brought up God. You know?
But can't we just celebrate good wherever it's found, Kurt, and just be happy about the good? I kind of like this idea that we're going to protect rights of all Americans. We're going to protect the birthright of freedom for all Americans. I kind of like this idea that as long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, trust in God, we won't fail. I agree with that. I think that applies to everyone, Kurt.
Wow.
Even if my IQ is not as high as the next guy. I still agree
Good
with that.
Point. Mm-hmm.
Donald did something else you're not going to like, Kurt.
Oh.
Yep. Donald's donating. Details in seconds. Sam and Kurt on the Widow's Might Radio Network, Liberty Roundtable Live. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com or libertynewsradio.com. Would you please?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Wow, there's so much news, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how to cover it all. Trump, as long as we have faith in our citizens, confidence in our values, and trust in God, we will not fail. Now, Donald did something else you're probably not going to be too happy about. Turns out Donald Trump will donate his first quarter salary to rebuilding America's infrastructure, Kurt.
Well, you know, Sam, I'm having a hard time remembering when Obama donated his salary. I mean, I just don't remember that.
Now, the interesting thing is Donald put some government seed money in, what, $200 billion, but then he said he wanted a $1.5 trillion layout, and he said we need the private sector to lead the way. And then everybody kind of mocked him and said, how do we get that done? Well, now Donald's backing it up, leading by example, Kurt.
Wow.
Huh. See what I mean? I mean, he probably doesn't have a very good IQ giving away his money like that. I mean, it's just amazing. The things we discuss are just beyond imagination. Yeah. All right. Now, while Donald's giving away his salary to build the infrastructure, leading by example, while Donald's celebrating Black History Month by saying we can all work together to build America and trust in God, CNN runs an entire segment on how Trump says the word stupid. Did you see this by Justin Caruso, Daily Caller, Kurt? So CNN runs this whole segment about how Donald over the years has used the word stupid.
Okay.
Justin makes the point that the network looks so foolish doing this that it, you know. But they've left news, Kurt. They've just become unhinged. I mean, they're just crazy. Rather than talking about the Starbucks story and all these different stories where, you know, Verizon, where people are getting benefits from the tax cuts, rather than talking about how Donald's celebrating Black History Month, and while, you know, instead of talking about all these awesome things that you could talk about in the news, they're literally doubling down on, hey, how Donald says the word stupid, how he's used it over the years. I mean, it's just crazy.
Wow.
But don't worry, the New York Times CEO is in the news. Did you see this one, Kurt?
I don't think so.
All right, the guy's name is Mark Thompson. That's the New York Times CEO right now, Kurt.
Oh, wait. Yeah? Is he the guy that said that pretty soon there's going to be no paper, no more printed
papers? Well,
I
didn't say it like that, but yes, you're loosely on target. Here's what he said.
Yeah.
Print journalism has maybe another 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And they talked about how they signed up a ton of digital subscribers and everything else. And my response is, do you think that Mark Thompson of the New York Times is listening to Liberty Roundtable, Kurt? I've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, good point.
You know? And I'm glad he's aboard. He's finally realized something.
Yeah.
It's good on him. Now, I don't know what color he is, but I know if he had a higher IQ, he'd probably be more on this like a long time ago.
Good point.
But at least they're taking a page out of the playbook of the new media taking center stage. They're starting to really push digital, Kurt, because they know that's where the world's going. So good on them.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Headline that made my blood boil. How do we ensure no repeat of the Bundy standoffs? Question mark. Great article, Kurt.
Yeah, Sam. This is, you know, basically a guy that's basically off. Well, he's on the other side from us. The IdahoStatesman.com prints this. And the guy's name is Stephen Stubner, S-T-U-E-B-N-E-R. And he says, what would Teddy Roosevelt have done with Cliven and Ammon Bundy? He says, the botched prosecution of Ammon Bundy and his followers who seized the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge near Burns, Oregon for 6 weeks in early 2017 and the recent mistrial of Cliven Bundy because of prosecutorial misconduct have to be two of the most colossal legal blunders by the U.S. Justice Department in the history of the American West, this author says. Now he
says, even though this author's totally opposite from us on most things, Kurt, this author's spot on.
Well,
in some respects.
Okay, all right.
Now look at the headline, for example. Hold on. Yeah, it made my blood boil.
Yeah.
How do we ensure no repeat of the Bundy standoffs? You and I would agree with that completely, right, Kurt?
Yeah, it's just for a whole different reason.
That's right. But I'm just saying, we got to point out the good when it's there and the right when it's there and the unity when we find it, which I know is rare.
Yeah.
It just proves we do care. Is that fair?
Ooh, that's a little rhyming, Sam.
All right. Maybe I can compete with them rappers, them black rappers that have an aptitude for rapping. Maybe I can bust out and be one of the, white rap, rap whitey or something like that I could be.
Yeah, that's
Sam
right.
Diggity. I don't know what I'd be.
I'm a longtime outdoor writer based in Boise. That's where we went through on our way up to get there, right, Sam? He says, a few hours drive from the Malheur Refuge. I visited the 100, and he tells you the exact acre refuge, that I didn't know how many acres it was. Over the past 35 years to go birding. Did you know there was a thing called birding, Sam? Hiking and camping. Now, I've heard of hiking and camping. I never went birding, though. The refuge, he says, is a critical breeding ground for many species of waterfowl, including tundra swans, snow geese, ducks, grebes, pelicans, and shorebirds. See, I probably wouldn't even know the difference between a tundra swan and a snow goose. But anyway, it's just my backwards.
That's because you don't have a good enough IQ for that, buddy.
That's right.
He says when you
see a huge flock of snow geese take off from a lake at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, it's breathtaking. Then he says this. He says, it made my blood boil the day Ammon Bundy and his anti-federal gun-toting followers drove up to Malheur and took over the place. None of the local ranchers from Burns, Oregon asked for or wanted their help. It made my blood boil.
By the way, hold on. That's blatantly, patently false, by the way.
Well,
I know that firsthand because I actually talked to ranchers, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you're not supposed to get it from the ranchers. You just take it from this guy. He's a writer. Yeah. He says, it made my blood boil every day of that occupation. If his blood was boiling so much, maybe he wouldn't have been writing this, We could have, he could have, like Rush Limbaugh said, assumed room temperature. But anyway, he went on. He says, I'm sure I was not alone. He says, many Americans have no idea how out of step the Bundys are with real ranchers in the West. Oh, and this guy would be, understanding real ranchers, of course, because he's a writer. The management paradigm for ranchers on Western public lands today, he says, is to find creative ways to coexist and enhance conditions for wildlife and endangered species. We've seen many examples of successful collaboration between ranchers, the Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service, and wildlife and conservation interests in Idaho. Oh, yeah, we have. We've seen lots of them. Cliven Bundy, he says, is stuck in an 1800s selfish mentality, hearkening back to the days of violent range wars, thinking he can use the public domain to graze livestock and to H-E double toothpick
now,
with
do you
the
see
rules.
Why, do you see why I said we completely agree on this story, Kurt, from the headline? And now we're just so divergent, it's beyond imagination. And that's why it's so important to read stories upside down to say, what are they really saying, Kurt? Because I agree with the headline. I really do. hey, it made my blood boil to know what's happened to the Bundys, and I want to make sure it never happens again. I agree with this author. But then the second you get into like line two or three or four, it just runs right off the rails in dishonesty and immorality. And okay, Clive and Bundy doesn't, you know, live in the 1800s and want violence and destruction and meltdown and free, you know, or something at the handout or behest of the government. They tell you that he's anti-government. They tell you that he wants a handout from the government at the same time, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any
sense.
Maybe
this guy's never heard of the phrase, this land is your land.
This land is my land. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Clive and Bundy, he says, has no right to graze livestock.
Of course not.
Federal land.
He's the arbiter of decision making.
Maybe he's never looked in the Constitution and found out what it says federal land.
Hey, don't bother me with the facts. I got my mind all made up there, buddy.
Good point.
Now, by the way, you know how they always tell you that Donald and Melania are just at opposite ends of everything? They basically hate each other.
Okay.
Even though we know it's not true, but the mainstream press tries to just act like that. If Donald or Melania does anything, then they run around and they act like there's some conspiracy behind it all or some agenda.
She showed up after him. It must be they had
Well, they're not
fight.
Telling you this, Kurt. This is an interesting twist. It just proves how racist Melania is. Never mind that she's an immigrant. But anyway, we digress quickly, don't we?
Good point.
Turns out that, you know, when Trump was saying, as long as we have faith in our citizens, right? Confidence in our values and trust in God, we will not fail. And he's celebrating Black History Month. Melania celebrates Black History Month with her husband in the White House, Kurt.
Wow.
Now, she didn't show up late or anything like that. She didn't have an allergic reaction to the White House or anything. She was like there and they celebrated together and they said it was a wonderful time celebrating America.
Wow.
Now, because there's no way you can divide and conquer and hate and destroy and manipulate and deceive and lie and peddle fake news and everything else, they're not really talking about this one, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Good point.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Final story before the end of the hour. Missing white-faced skier found alive in California. Now, this story has got racism all over it, doesn't it, Kurt? Until you know the truth.
Well, I guess whiteface is a place, Sam.
Yes, it is.
This is reported by my NBC5. It's not really mine, but that's what they call it, mynbc5.com. But I just thought this was kind of a way out story, Sam. So this guy, they say, this is the subheadline. New York State Police said, they say the guy's name, and he was 49 years old from Toronto. They say he was found 2,900 miles away in Sacramento. Now, they say, well, he didn't fly there. I suppose he was just skiing all the way from somewhere in New York all the way to Sacramento, Sam. But, these guys say they know exactly that for sure that he didn't fly. But,
it's probably lack of IQ on my part, but I have a feeling there's more to the story, Kurt.
Yeah. This guy was found, they say, wearing the same ski gear, including the helmet and goggles that he was last seen in when he was reported missing. They say he didn't take his car. They say they have not said how he traveled to Sacramento. Maybe he was picked up by some aliens and moved him over there. You know what I mean? But all I can say is...
You want to know my prediction?
Yeah.
Illuminati. It's got to be the Illuminati, Kurt.
Yeah, right.
There's got to be
That's what they'll probably say for sure.
Send him to the moon.
But, I mean, it was just amazing. The guy... 2,900
now, Kurt,
miles
white?
Away, they find him, and they say, well, he's from white face.
I know, but is he white, though?
Looks like it, Sam.
Well, if he's liberal, you can let him vote. Otherwise, you don't let him get near a voting booth. You know what I'm talking about?
Point.
And then just run around and say he's somehow an extremist or racist. You know? It's just the weirdest story. The weirdest stories are in the news, Kurt, and the stories that matter most we can't even get to. But I'm telling you right now, America is becoming great. And I hope we make sure that America remains moral. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We need your help. We declare this nation shall endure.